Hello, welcome to Journal Entries and the Beyond Mom Mode 5-Day Series. I'm so excited to dive in today, but before we do that, I just want to give you a quick reminder about how to get the most out of this episode and the series if you are a mom who needs help reprioritizing your day so that you feel like you're doing more than just getting ready for the day, doing school drop-off, working, cooking, cleaning, bedtime routine, repeat. And if you also crave finding something for yourself outside of your mom duties that make you feel inspired and joyful. The first thing that you have to do is go sign up for the Beyond Mom Mode series through my landing page at the link in the show notes so that you can unlock 3 bonus resources that are absolutely free. You'll get access to my How to Start Journaling guide. You'll also get 100 journaling prompts that are based on your emotional goals like stress, overwhelm, communication, how to better understand yourself, and even journaling for when you wake up and you're feeling great, but still want to check in on yourself. And finally, you'll learn my exact 5 steps to breaking through big emotions so that you can end with a full journal entry full of understanding, hope, and action steps to essentially getting what you want. It's called my Breakthrough Blueprint, and that's not it. You'll get 3 of my exact blueprints so that you can see how to walk through it through your personal feelings around overwhelm, self-sabotage, and communication. But you can apply this to literally any feeling and any situation that you're going through. It is the one guide that you will need. It's incredible, especially if you are having some really heavy feelings. And the second thing to do to get the most out of this is participate in the optional homework. Here's how it works. Each day, I'm going to be sharing some of my best tips with you. At the end, I'm going to give you 1 optional question, just 1, and that is your homework assignment. It should only take between 60 seconds and maybe 5 minutes. There will be a link in the show notes for you to click and answer the question right there. So you don't even need to journal on your own or do anything outside of listening to this podcast, besides taking a quick couple of minutes to reflect. For each day that you submit the homework, you get 2 bonus points, and you get 5 bonus points for rating and reviewing my podcast. If you've already rated and reviewed, you can still get those 5 bonus points. At the end of the challenge, 2 people with the most points will win a $500 credit towards working with me in 2025. And it can go towards any of the pre-sale items that I will be announcing on Thursday, December 5th. A little spoiler, the things that I'm offering will help you shatter or squash, stomp on your self-sabotage patterns, and step into your highest achieving, calmest, happiest self ever. Again, all of that is optional, but definitely the best way to get the most out of this free training and work with me at the end for the cheapest rate, literally ever. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive right in. It is day 2 of the Beyond Mom Mode series, and the topic today is a juicy one, and I'm going to be giving you some hard truths to swallow. I was going to say some hard pills to swallow, but what we're going to be talking about is expanding your time to get out of survival mode and to feel like you again. I told you from the beginning that I was going to be jam-packing these episodes with valuable info, and I'm going to be doing that for sure today, and I'm going to be giving you some tough love. So today we're talking about the belief that a lot of us moms have. In fact, I'm going to be sharing with you something specifically that one of my clients told me. The basic belief is I have no time for myself, which feels so real as a mom. One of my mom clients told me, my time is either spent working, wiping butts, or stopping arguments, which I can so relate to. Maybe not all of that at the same time, but we do have a lot on our plates. We are moms. That title comes with a whole lot of responsibilities that we did not have before we were moms. So I get that. And I want to validate that for you. But there are 2 other things that are also true. Or maybe I should say, and there are 2 other truths. The first is this. Even though you are busy and you do have a lot on your plate, there are also free moments throughout your day. You have just been trained to not notice those moments or to use it for yourself. Social media and a lot of other dopamine hits make us feel like we are always on. Do you ever feel like that? Or maybe you feel the opposite, like you're never off, like you always have to be on. And also that you never have anything for ourselves because we're always stimulated by something, potentially even overstimulated, doing something usually for someone else. Maybe it's our kids, maybe it's our partner, maybe it's our coworker, maybe it's our boss. It's rarely for ourselves. And even if it is, it kind of feels like just something else on our to-do list. The second thing that's true is that with the time that we do have, you're wasting that time unintentionally. And it's not your fault. It's directed by your subconscious saboteurs, like procrastinating, overthinking, people-pleasing, being hyper-rational, being restless, jumping from thing to thing. There's a whole slew of them. And it's forcing you to waste time by not being in your body, feeling where you are, and being conscious enough to know and even ask yourself, like, what is it that I actually want to do with this time that I have? This type of sabotage is essentially being on autopilot, which I mention from time to time because that's the easiest way to relate it to our day-to-day lives. It is sabotage when your kid comes home from school and you are thinking about starting to cook dinner and your kid starts telling you this conversation about what happened at school or maybe what didn't happen. It's just like my son is in this stage where he just tells me stories that never end, right? And as a mom, it's actually self-sabotage when you're missing this conversation that your kid is telling you that may or may not make sense because you're thinking about going to go make dinner and what you're going to have and what the directions are to make it while also maybe scrolling your phone or watching TV or thinking about responding to emails to like what you didn't get done that day. Think that's so much at once, mostly mentally, while your kid is talking to you. You feel overstimulated and you think that that's the problem, but it's not. It's your self-sabotage that is making you do all of these things at once and you feel like, holy crap, I don't have the time. How am I going to be able to do all of this and then find time for myself? You can't. So that's why you feel like you don't have any time. But in reality, you do. It's just that you're not present in the time that you do have. And I'm going to teach you how to expand this time. Other sabotage moments is like when you feel like you got nothing done all day, even though you worked 8 hours or 9 hours straight, or you intentionally purchased gifts, wrapped them, planned the holiday stuff, created these magical moments for your kids during the season, yet they're always a blur for you. January comes and you like don't even remember what you did. Right? None of that, I want to say, is your fault. Life moves so fast and our kids move even faster. But this is your wake-up call to know that you actually do have the time. You can choose to not be as stimulated. And I'm here to help you do just that. So here's what you do need to do. You need to notice time and be intentional with it. So first is uncover your hidden time wasters by recognizing your unique self-sabotaging patterns. There's actually a quiz where you can find out exactly what your top saboteurs are because it's different for everybody. There's 10 saboteurs, but mine are people pleaser, avoider, and hyperachiever. Those are my top three, but yours might be hyper-rational, victim, and restless, which are on the very bottom of mine. So I will link that quiz in the show notes and in the homework for today. But even without taking that quiz, think through your day. Are you always helping people, other people, when you could be pouring that time back into yourself or just keeping that energy for you? Are you spending mental energy overthinking what your boss or maybe your partner said yesterday, which keeps you from being present and doing something that you actually want to be doing? Are you restless and always jumping from thing to thing, activity to activity, opportunity to opportunity, without slowing down to ask yourself if you really want to be doing that thing? Are you procrastinating or trying to make something perfect? Even think small, like making that balloon arch for your kid's birthday party or scrolling Pinterest to find the best option for something. Like those teeny tiny things makes it 10 times longer to do something, and that's self-sabotage. Right? It shows up in the teeniest, tiniest of moments. It's not always these like huge grand gestures of like sabotaging a performance of some kind. So the second thing that you need to do is know exactly what you would do with the newfound time that you do have. Would you reorganize the kitchen counter? One time I created in the notes app of my phone a list, and it was all the things that I would do in my free time because I would find this time and I'd be like, but what am I even going to do? I had no idea. And I would resort to scrolling my phone or watching TV. And I was like, well, that doesn't feel good. And one of the things that I had on there was cleaning up my kitchen, but specifically I wanted to get these like silly Amazon canisters for one corner of my kitchen. And I reorganized it and it looks so cute. And it's still like that. And I love it. So maybe you're going to do something like that. Or will you go grab lunch at a new restaurant that's in your town? Will you start a new Pinterest project? Finally make the sourdough bread? What is it that you will do in that time? If you want to be extra, you can even associate time to that. So if it's like 5 minutes or 30 minutes or a full hour, then you can pick an activity based on the amount of free time that you have. Your homework for today is to make a list of all of the things that you want to do that would bring you joy with this newfound time, and ideas or what it would require you to do to make it happen. I'm going to give you an example and then I'll remind you of that activity again. So one of my private clients had no time to herself. She has a work commute of about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day and long work hours, and to the point where she was basically getting up early and she did exercise for herself, and then she did that whole commute. She would get home when it was dark, basically made dinner, put her kid to bed, and then just repeated that all day, every day during the week. When we first started working together, she was thinking about throwing away that really good, high-paying job that she kind of liked, just felt so drained and burnt out. She was going to throw that away to start her dream job, which would be really fulfilling, but also a big risk that she wasn't fully committed to yet. So I had her make a list of everything that would go into making the switch to this dream job and leaving her current job, and most importantly, what she actually wanted out of it. The big thing that she didn't realize that she wanted was space for herself, like more time for herself, which is all about what today is. Something that she didn't think of until one of our sessions together was that she could inch towards leaving this job if that was still what she wanted to do. But one thing inching towards that would be asking her boss if she could work from home one day a week. So she did that. And she started working home one day each week, and she has been so much happier. She's even convinced herself that she has a 3-day-a-week job, 3-day work week, since she goes into work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Her remote work day is on Thursdays, and then she considers Friday like a wrap-up day at the office. So she's just considering, it's like, oh, my job is 3 days a week, even though she does work from home Thursdays and then she goes back in on Fridays, but it feels so much more joyful and easeful. And she's back to loving what she's doing at her full-time job while still making room for her passion. So again, make a list of all the things that you want to do that would bring you joy. What is it that you want? And what are those ideas that could fulfill it? Or what would it require you to do to make it happen? I will also attach that saboteur assessment in the homework. That will be optional for you to fill out, but feel free to do that. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you tomorrow. Hey there, before you go, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're ready to truly feel present in your life and have something for yourself that lights you up and brings you joy, don't forget to also go ahead and sign up for Beyond Mom Mode through the landing page if you haven't already to unlock 3 bonus resources that are absolutely free. You'll get access to my How to Start Journaling guide, which you will quickly see is way more than just journaling gratitude, and it'll actually help you tap into your emotions and feel better. You'll also get 100 journaling prompts based on emotional goals. And finally, you will get my breakthrough blueprint. This is 5 steps to breaking through big emotions so that you end with a full journal entry that is filled with understanding, hope, validation, and action steps to get what you want. And that's not it. You'll get 3 exact blueprints so that you can see how to use it through personal feelings with the examples of overwhelm, self-sabotage, and communication. I've never bundled all of these resources together before, and never for free. If you go to my website, you'll find some of these for sale. So go snag them at the link in the show notes if you haven't already, because this all expires on December 13th. So go snag them. Thanks again for listening, and I can't wait for you to tune in tomorrow.